Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Think about how incredibly disgusting this is. You have the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Queen of the Netherlands, representatives of the Queen of England, all of these big oil company heads, the heads of the top banks in the planet, the people that have created the derivatives, the people that have bought off our politicians worldwide. 2 years ago, they came in and openly bought off the Greek government, put their president in, put their finance minister in. You look at countries all over the world, they got Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, former people in the revolving door working inside the major governments as the finance ministers, the presidents, the prime ministers, the leaders of the senates. This is how they're getting away with the corruption. This is how they get away with the rest of the world economy melting down, global depression, while these mega banks make trillions of dollars and individuals are paid billions and billions and billions in bonuses. And as the water prices are increased, so the government can, quote, pay off the debts they don't owe in Ireland and Greece, in the United States, as taxes are raised everywhere, and as the services are cut, the people are told they're cutting services for austerity to pay off the debt. But if you look at Eastern Europe, you look at Latin America, you look at Western countries that have been taken over by these people, you never get out of the debt. Because it's impossible. It's 1.5 quadrillion. It's fraudulent. That would have been like telling Germans in the Great Depression in 1932 that they had to pay off every individual family's debt of trillions of marks. You know, it took billions of marks to buy a loaf of bread. USA Today yesterday had the cover story that it's really 60 plus trillion dollars that the United States, quote, owes. Well, I'm sorry. Last year, the Washington Post reported the U.S. share of derivatives is 600 trillion of the 1.5 quadrillion worldwide. It's impossible to pay off. We don't owe it. It's a fraud. We are incredibly wealthy. But they've invested the police pension funds, the fire funds, the teacher funds, the private funds, everything in these systems. And now they're holding us hostage saying, give us whatever we want, cut all your benefits or you'll get nothing. That's the trick. And then we do that 3 years ago, things get worse. Now they're back saying more bailouts, more money, more unlimited trillions to Europe, or Greece will collapse and take Europe with it. It won't take Greece and Europe with it, and then America. It will take the bankers with it. And you watch, they're going to have trillions more in, quote, bailouts that are really just blood money paid to these criminals, and they'll be back in a couple more years for more, more, more. And the deeper the depression gets, they'll say, cut, 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 pay us everything and we'll fix it. Then you cut, 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 pay them everything, and it only gets worse. Here's Obama. And we told you a week ago this was going to happen, that at Bilderberg they were going to get trillions more. And Obama is pressing the Germans and others to bail out, it's not a bailout, to give trillions more, including U.S. taxpayer money and German and French and other money, to, quote, save Greece or it'll pull down Europe. The debt, over 90% of it, is created by the bankers. They just get government to sign on to the debt and promise to bail it out. Then they turn around and say, this is your debt. You've got to pay it. And we're going to cut your pension fund. We're going to cut your Social Security that you paid into. Now, I'm not a fan of people being dependent. I'm not a fan of the socialist model because I know it was created by the banksters on record to get you dependent so they could then hold you hostage and control the entire system and have everything under federal systems that tie into the world government. But here's Obama, and we told you this was coming. Obama presses Europe, pledges help for Greek crisis. They've already had three rounds of bailouts there. Greece has lost its credit rating, just like Moody's and Standard & Poor's says the U.S. is. So it's more, more, more. The more you pay the bankers, the more you owe them. Because when our countries create a dollar to bail someone out, a dollar of debt is created to the very bankers that we're bailing out. It's like a snake eating its tail. The fraud is so huge and so simple, it makes it complex, and people can't see it. It's us or them. It's us or them, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming back with more coverage. Stay with us.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. And the answer is, Alley C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Alley C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alley C.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now 8 minutes into hour number two of this worldwide transmission. I want to give the number out for Europeans, people going under the debt austerity of the banksters who, on record, our own government admits engaged in crimes, creating $1.5 quadrillion in derivatives, and now we've got to, quote, bail them out and have them make record profits, or they threaten to implode the rest of our economy because, like Siamese twins, they have woven all of our currency and our infrastructure and our investments into their system, and they're holding us hostage. The issue is, though, they want austerity. They want to make us poor so we can be politically controlled. Bilderberg has admitted that. These globalists use poverty as a tool. So if you give in to their hostage-taking economically, if you give in to their economic terrorism, they then just bring you step-by-step into deeper and deeper bondage. So all we can do is say, go ahead, give us the depression, slam everything down, we're going to arrest every single one of you. Believe me, if our government started doing the right thing and indicting these people, even Rolling Stone 2 weeks ago said the Senate committee has found total crime by these big mega banks, where are the indictments? Where are they? Arrest them all. It's us or them. They own both major parties in every major country. It's us or them. Their crimes are legion. Their crimes are open. And now Obama is saying, oh, Germany and others don't want to give trillions more, but America is. They don't want to give trillions more to the bankers. It's not really a banker bailout. It's giving it to them, or they'll hold Europe hostage and suck us down with it. And he's saying he's pressing Europe to pony up along with the U.S. with more tax money that goes directly to these mega banks that engineered all this. And his entire administration is Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. The entire stinking thing. I mean, this is incredible. And they own Romney, of Romney Care, the model for Obamacare. A lot of Republicans don't care. You know what? As long as it's a white guy, and as long, you know what? They don't care if he's anti-gun either. They kind of like it. Well, I'm not one of you mainline Republican idiots. That's all I have to say. And a lot of Americans are waking up to what's going on and waking up to what's happening and figuring things out. Now, the media is trying to ignore Ron Paul. Well, you can ignore Ron Paul all day. He's getting the word out. The people are listening. And you're losing more and more credibility, mainstream media. You're not going to be mainstream very long. You're becoming a joke. And we've broken the electronic Berlin Wall, the news blackout on Bilderberg 2011, the top two reports on DrudgeReport.com right now. Bomb scare shuts down road to Bilderberg meeting, and they use that as a foil to basically shut things down so we couldn't get video of their faces, but not before we got the head of NATO, Bill Gates, and others. Also, secret agenda leaked by Mole. I want to go over some of that secret agenda later in the hour. That's really our biggest news, and of course, we're calling for a giant protest. People all over Europe who've come out in the millions against tyranny and the austerity. These are the people that did it with the 40-something percent unemployment in many European countries now and people under 30, the 20-plus percent unemployment in the general public. These are the people. These are the people that raise your taxes where the average European pays over 70% in taxes. These are the people that are openly have their banking heads, the treasury heads, the exchequer of England, all of them, former heads like Alan Greenspan, all out saying, we need to raise your taxes. Warren Buffett, who got hundreds of billions of your bailout money, your money, he says raise taxes on the rich. Meanwhile, he's exempt from it. Fortune 500 pay on average 2.4% taxes. They're globalists. They're international. They've exempted themselves from the law. Oh, we need to help the poor. Remember the carbon tax 2 years ago in Copenhagen? The treaty got leaked. They wouldn't release the treaty, but the third world countries leaked the treaty. And the Danes released the treaty, and it had right at, not exactly double, but right at one point away from double the carbon taxes on the third world that the West had to have. See, they sold to the third world, hey, Africans, hey, Latin Americans, hey, Asians, you're going to get bailout money. You're going to get all this money from rich, fat Americans who are greedy and have a high standard of living. And boy, they bellied up to the bar and said, you bet we're ready to sign this. And they got the treaty and they said, what? And the bankers want to kill the third world. They're a bunch of eugenicists who openly write books calling black people animals. Of course they want to cut off all your energy. It's always been the globalist Western plan by the elites to stop development in the third world. That's in the British 1949 Royal Commission on Population, where they said, if we industrialize the third world, they will not overpopulate from their perspective. They will then, though, be rivals to us, and we won't have hegemonic control. Instead, we'll keep them in the Dark Ages, in the Stone Ages, but it will make them then have giant populations because poor people have more kids on average. So how do we deal with that? Well, then we come in behind that with Planned Parenthood and sterilizations and forced abortions and pay India and pay Peru and pay African countries on record to forcefully grab women and sterilize them. We're going to keep you poor, not let you industrialize, and do our best to kill you. Keep you from having babies. I mean, these people are sick. They are sick, and they are the enemies of humanity. So if you want to do something historical, people are like, oh, it won't do anything. Oh, yes, it will. Look how far we've come. As I told you 10 years ago, we're pushing and pushing and making Bilderberg come out in mainstream news to identify the real global controllers of this planet. The real global controllers of this planet, once you identify them, then you're not looking at Obama or Bush or Perry or Sarkozy or Barroso. You're looking at the real owners, those 10 to 8 families you can debate, but we've written and posted detailed analysis in Infowars.com of the 8 ruling families. It's in the Four Horsemen of the New World Order piece that was up there last week. And they can only get away with this if they're hidden. That's why they go to such lengths to build a tunnel for hundreds of yards for them to drive into white walls so nobody can get video of them in St. Moritz, Switzerland. That's why they're shutting down the road. That's why you heard from inside Bilderberg sources, Rupert Murdoch was asked by Bilderberg to please talk to all the newspaper and media people he knows and ask them not to cover this here in the U.S. But they have to cover it because we're covering it and the Drudge Report's covering it. And now it's one of the biggest news items in the world. And it's only going to get bigger when you in Europe, who are a few hours away, hop a train and get in there. And all you got to do is sit there and chant, down with tyranny, down with Bilderberg. And as you're driving on your cell phone in your car or on the train, call local media and tell them to be there. And it's going to be an absolute fiasco for the Bilderberg group. What did Brzezinski say last year? He says, for the first time in human history, humanity is awake and staring. No longer are they able to be manipulated politically. They understand the ruling class. The Federal Reserve, just 5-6 years ago, maybe 5% of Americans knew it was private, knew it was a big scam, was bankrupting our country. For a dollar to be created, a dollar of debt is created and given to them out of nothing. They knew this. They understood this. And now I've seen the Gallup polls. 3 years ago when Ron Paul was exposing it on the national platform being demonized, it was upwards of 75%. A year ago, it was 80%. I've seen major scientific polls, 85 and higher, of Americans want to abolish the Fed, audit the Fed, and know they're the enemy. And the banksters are going, oops, they're not looking at our marionettes. Remember the old Bill Hicks line? Hey, I like the puppet on the left. Hey, I like the puppet on the right. And one guy goes, hey, there's one guy holding both puppets. When humanity reaches that point, and it has, but everyone still feels like we're alone, we're the minority. No, we're not. No, we're not. You aren't public figures. You aren't known. You aren't recognized. I cannot walk down the street anywhere. I cannot go in a 7-Eleven. I cannot go to a shopping mall. I cannot go to a Target. I cannot go anywhere. Years ago, I'd walk by 50 people and two groups would stop. Now, I walk by a group of 50 people, I get mobbed, and I can't even get out of there because they all want to take photos and shake my hand, and then it builds up because people have that, you know, thing that they're kind of scared to get outside their bubble. But once they see people talking to me, then they come over, and it's great to talk to you. I've just got somewhere to go. Again, I'm not bragging, ooh, look, Alex is a celebrity. The point is, I'm somebody who can uniquely tell you that the awakening is much bigger than you've known. I just got chills. It's much bigger. We can beat these people. But you, if you're listening, cannot count on somebody else to go if you're in Europe or if you're in England or you're in Ireland. You have got to get on a plane. What is it? I mean, 100 pounds to fly in there from England, Watson told me, because I paid for it. Well, Ted Anderson did. He paid us, and we're paying for the trip. 100 pounds to fly in there. A train ride, the equivalent maybe 20, 30 euros for a two-hour train ride directly there. You got the money. Or get it from your uncle or get it from your son. Get there, get there, get there, get there, get there. Stand with other liberty lovers. Stand up against tyranny. Now, the video that breaks this down, and then I'm going to your calls when we come back from break, 1-800-259-9231. People all over Europe, dial your country code extension, 800-259-9231. I know some folks can't call a 1-800 number from Europe, or you can just call us on Skype then, 800-259-9231. I want to hear from you. Are you planning to be there? Or what's your view on what we're seeing? Here's the headlines. Breaking. Secret Bilderberg agenda leaked by Mole. Kurt Nemo. So key. Top linked on Drudge. Whitewashes in CNBC. Friends in High Places. Bilderberg 2011 kicks off. Forced to cover it. They hate this. Europe marches on Bilderberg tyrants. That's the name of the InfoWars article that has the 8-minute video I shot last night that's well-produced. Dude stayed up here late last night to get it out that needs to go mega-viral to everyone. I'm going to put it out on my Twitter. Please get this out and then retweet it to everyone you know at twitter.com, Real Alex Jones, or go to InfoWars.com. It's red linked. Europe marches on Bilderberg tyrants. Europe marches. Protesters march. It's on. It's on. Game up. Here's another headline that has the same breakdown of the protest itself. Alex Jones calls for global Bilderberg protest. Get it? Get it out to everyone you know. Be part of history. Don't many years from now wish you'd have been part of this. Don't wish later that we weren't defeated by these murdering neo-Nazi control freaks. Get involved now. The light of publicity will destroy them like vampires at high noon. Peacefully march on them!
If I could tell you how to safely increase gas mileage on your vehicle by 20 to 40%, would you be interested in learning more? With today's unstable prices at the pump, you'd be wise to at least listen and see for yourself. And you can do that at SaveYourGasMoney.com. Our advanced technology is what makes 20 to 40% gas mileage increases a reality. It works on all makes, all models for gas, diesel, and propane engines. Curious? Then see how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. Our compact gas-saving stainless steel units install quickly and easy with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe and requires no maintenance. We offer great customer service, technical support, and same-day shipping. Ease your pain at the pump by contacting our friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Or visit us at SaveYourGasMoney.com. That's SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2233. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Okay, so the big fat parasites, the social vampires, the economic ringwraiths, the Nosferatus, are perched in St. Mort, Switzerland right now, going to great lengths to not be seen, engaged in their skullduggery as they plan the next country they're going to bring down and the next war they're going to launch. And we're taking your calls right now ahead of a bunch of other key news. Matt in England and Joseph in Germany, Paul in Ireland. The toll-free number to join us from Europe, 800-259-9231. Matt in England, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say, first of all, to all UK Info Warriors that are listening to your show now, get to St. Moritz. Get there as fast as you can, if you can. Borrow the money and get there and shout out, because this affects this country as well. I mean, Alex, you've covered a lot of things. I've just been listening to your sensational outburst there, mentioning agendas that affect us all, really, all over the world. You know, higher interest rates. I reckon that's their policies that they're going to set their agendas to, high interest rates. Chemtrails, I reckon they're going to enforce that even more.
The CFR's called for more geoengineering. They publicly admit they're chemtrailing. Then if you tell the public, they laugh at you. They're changing the atmosphere. And over 70%, Monckton says it's 87% now, of your laws are made by the unelected EU board, controlled and chaired by Bilderberg minions. I mean, Rumpy and Barroso are there right now getting their orders from the sinister royalty. This is so disgusting. So go face down the real enemy peacefully. Draw attention to them.
And I mean, also, I think another agenda that they're going to enforce is a more rise in gas and petrol over here, gas in America. Another thing is, I don't know if you've seen the video on YouTube. There's a video going out from the BBC, or a disinfo goon, obviously from the BBC, and did the interview, where he mentions truthers as mentally unstable. I don't know if you've seen the video or not.
Who is that? What's his name?
I don't know who it is. It was just been sent here about maybe half an hour ago. I haven't really watched all the way through it, but basically, an interview from the BBC, and this guy sounded like a disinfo goon, and basically mentioned that all people believe 9/11 is an inside job, are mentally unstable.
Well, that's what they're saying. If you don't believe in global warming, you should be arrested. That's openly called for in the British Parliament now. Very, very dangerous. These are tyrants. Thank you so much, Matt. Yeah, if you don't believe Weiner when he blamed Andrew Breitbart for making up the photo and hacking a site, turns out it was a total lie. But still, you got to believe Weiner or you're mentally ill. In fact, I'm going to be establishment. Weiner told the truth. Breitbart is bad. And Bill Clinton didn't lie. That's right. And we're supposed to believe what they say. Joseph in Germany, you're on the air. Welcome from Deutschland.
Hello, Alex Jones. Thank you very much. I want to say the people from Germany are awake. There are awake people here in Germany. And we are going to the Bilderberg meeting. And if anyone wants to join us, we are a group. You can just hello, do you hear me?
Yes, sir, I'm listening to you.
Yeah. There's a group of us going. If you want to join us, just email at bilderberg2011@googlemail.com. Else, I have some information. They have been hyping another false flag terror attack here in Germany. The 26th of the June, it's the starting of the Women's Soccer World League.
Yeah, they hype up that every event's going to be struck, so they have an excuse to stick their hands down your pants and train you for concentration camp living. You know, Germany per capita has paid even more money than the U.S. to these private bankers as bailouts, and now Obama is trying to order Merkel to give even more of your tax money to the bankers in the name of saving the EU. And I've seen polls of over 80% of Germans are outraged by this, and Merkel almost lost her seat in the last parliamentary run. What are the Germans' average view of these banker Nosferatus?
Well, the Germans are very upset, as you said, and the Germans feel like the German government is just like the horse, like pushing and working for the whole of Europe, paying for Spain, paying for Greece, paying for everyone, and people honestly don't like it, as you said. And another information I have is that what the globalists want to do in the Middle East, what they want to do in Pakistan is to take out the nuclear weapons of Pakistan so then they can start their big war there. Well, and they, Mr. Webster Topley already said that the U.S. was going to help them to guard their nuclear facilities.
Yeah, and that means, quote, take it over and have a coup. Joseph from Germany, you're planning to be there for the High Noon protest on Saturday in St. Moritz?
This Saturday, yes.
Bring everybody you can and spread the word to everyone. Good job. We salute you from the United States in Germany, Joseph. All free humans who stand against tyranny need to be there. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it any more than he did.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
We're going to Peter in Switzerland, Paul in Ireland, and others. I know that most Europeans cannot call a 1-800 number. It just doesn't work. And if you do call the toll number to the network, we will put you to the head of the line. It's 651-695-7777 to the Genesis board. So that you're able to call, again, dial your country code, our country code. I forget what is the U.S. country code? And then 651-695-7777. I only call Europe, so I know Ireland, Britain, Germany's, and Italy's, but I don't know our own. But dial the U.S. country code, and then 651-695-7777. Or you can get through on Skype on the 1-800-1-800-259-9031. Normally, we just give out the calls we can get. 1,000 in 10 minutes if we want, literally, into our computer phone board. But from Europe, we've got three callers lined up, Paul, Peter, Nick, and others I see rolling in there. So we're going to talk to you in just a moment. But I briefly wanted to point this out, that growing up, you know, you're taught in school and college that third worlders are a bunch of idiot savages, basically. I mean, it's done with a velvet glove, but, oh, those people, they just can't get themselves together. And ha, 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 ha. Well, that's not what's going on. The colonial areas of Latin America, Africa, and Southern Asia and other areas have been overrun by the more advanced technological militaries of the West repeatedly in the last 300 years. And systems of tyranny are put in. And then the last 100 years, and this is mainline history if you research it, this is not my opinion, and major white papers were written by the British government, the U.S. government deployed gunboat diplomacy, where they would give a dictator or give a thug, say in Venezuela or Guatemala, this goes back over 100 years, the U.S., they give them a $20 million loan. And openly it would come out, tell them, don't pay this back, leave in 1 year with the money to Switzerland. Or to New York. That's why you have a lot of Mexican presidents actually moved to New York after they steal a bunch of money. Just a few decades ago that happened, or in the mid-90s. So it's the same system. Or they go to Switzerland. That's kind of the place where they nest, and it's a free zone they allow. And so, and then the public's told, well, with interest, it's been 10 years. You don't owe us $20 million in 1905. You owe us $300 million. And the country says, you know, back then, that was before the inflation we have, it was the equivalent of $300 billion or something. They said, we don't even make that in 20 years. We can't pay it. Oh, that's fine. From the shores of Montezuma, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. And the Marine Corps top general, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, Smedley Butler, finally quit and went public and said, look, it's all about money. These people don't owe it. We invade them. And that's what's now happening here in America. And then I'm going to your calls. That's what's now happening here and happening to Europe. And the bankers said in the 2002 IMF World Bank documents they were going to do what they've done in the third world to us. There's a reason the third world has, you go to major cities in the third world, hundreds of thousands of homeless people and starvation and corrupt police and death and degradation. It's because it's the globalist policy on record in the IMF World Bank documents the BBC was forced to cover to create a system, get them in debt through fraud, and then never let them get out of it. They want you to be poor. Now, that's why I get so angry at these people. They are assaulting me with high taxes. They are assaulting us with carbon taxes. They are assaulting us with government minders and secret police and spies. I know history. I know what happened in East Germany. I'm angry about this. I don't want to be a slave because I'm not going to survive in that environment. Somebody, some corrupt cop gets in my face, starts bossing me around, folks, I go crazy. I'm not a slave. I'm red-blooded. Okay? Just like my ancestors. I'm not putting up with this. I want to fix it peacefully, but I'm not going to go along with this. Do you understand? These people are crooks on record. And they've got this Svengali mesmerized hoax running on people. We got to break the hoax, break the chains, wake up, break the mental block, see them for what they are, and get transparency in government back, have our governments control our money and currency, and take these mega bankers to prison! And you better know I'm risking my life coming straight at them and saying, go protest them in mass, as I direct here from my command base. Get over there, get in their face. Get over there and peacefully expose who they are. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. I'm going to stop ranting. Let's go to Peter in Switzerland, then Paul, Nick, John, and others. We got calls in Ireland, Switzerland, Italy, you name it, Scotland. Let's go to Peter in beautiful Switzerland. Peter, where are you, and what's your view on this?
Yeah, hi, Alex. I'm in Zug, Switzerland, and I need to give you some information. During the World Economic Forums in Davos, there are usually these anti-World Economic Forum groups that try and get on the trains from Coeur going up to Davos, and it's a special train. It's called the Rettungsbahn, and this is the same train that goes to St. Moritz. And I just let you know that they either suspend the train service or they control everyone in Coeur an hour and a half away before they get on the trains.
Yeah, you've got to. In fact, I've seen that, and it's on record that the socialists that are going to be there tomorrow openly are financed by the Bilderberg Group to then make anybody who's anti-Bilderberg look like a communist. That's why we, and they do it everywhere, we've got to have real people who aren't camp-following useful idiots there. Use car. That's why you got 2 days. Leave now. Get there early. Don't wait, because we need folks to mass there. That's why they're hiding out. They're sucking Europe and the rest of the world dry right now, and that's why they're hiding out in St. Moritz. So are you an American or a Canadian living in Switzerland?
Dual citizen. I'm a Swiss citizen, also an American, and trying to get down there, I think, is really going to be a challenge this weekend.
I tell you, the Swiss are great people. That's why they've got so much wealth, and everybody's got guns, and they got bunkers for the entire population. You know, the Amish are made up of what? Germans, Swiss, and Dutch, great people. And I see a lot of top Swiss politicians, your prime minister, one of your the equivalent of one of your Congress people, calling for some of the Bilderberg people's arrest, and we've confirmed that's all over your papers. That's pretty exciting. What are the Swiss saying about these vampires nesting, roosting in St. Moritz?
People know about it. I mean, a lot of the Swiss I work with are very much aware of it, and the Swiss papers have actually been very good covering this event. But again, what I say is the Swiss know how to handle security. And my fear is that they will be preventing people from getting on the trains already 2 hours from the destination.
Okay, but I mean, that's only, I mean, is that all the time, or have they just suspended the trains, period, for their lordships?
No, they've done this during the World Economic Forum, that the trains leave from Coeur, and those trains went to Davos, and they either suspended the trains or they controlled people before they even got on the trains. And they're probably going to do the same thing heading down to St. Moritz.
And by controlling them at the choke point, you mean they don't let you on the train?
Correct.
Well, again, that's because they're scared of the protests. They're scared of the eye of the public brought to the Mountain of Mordor so we can see the eye of Sauron sitting up there. We've got to march on Mordor. And it's going to be so historical. I wish I could be there, but I'm a man of my word. I told talkers 6 months ago I'd be their keynote speaker. And then a few weeks ago I was thinking about trying to go and be there Wednesday, Thursday, and then fly back Friday. But I could have missed my keynote speech, which is in the morning at talkers. So I'm going to be in New York. Fly out tomorrow. I wish I could be there. And I've been in a lot of demonstrations. I love them. But, folks, this is going to be important. This is going to draw massive attention to what's going on. What do you suggest as somebody from Switzerland, sir, what do you suggest we do to circumvent? Because there are good roads in there. That's how Aaron and Paul drove in from Zurich.
Yes, I suggest they may have to go to a staging area and walk or take public buses or something. I don't know, but I know from the anti-VEF experience that they've actually controlled the trains. So people have to be aware of that. Maybe you have to go pretending that you're planning to go on a hike or something, and demonstrate that you're or pretend that you're not going there to demonstrate.
Now, again, the Swiss have some of the best rights in the world, but the outsiders don't. That's the way it's supposed to be in a sovereign country. So I can't actually say it's bad. That's why it's important for Swiss to go, because they can't, from what I've read, correct me if I'm wrong, they can't stop a Swiss citizen from getting on that train, can they?
Actually, no, they have. They have stopped Swiss citizens if they were planning to protest, yes.
But the Swiss have got some of the strongest protest rights anywhere. That they need to file complaints if that happens. That's outrageous that Swiss would have their right of travel blocked for a bunch of outlying Auslanders coming in there.
Well, I got to tell you, in many ways, this is a very secure place. And security trumps pretty much everything else.
Well, they're not going to stop people from this quest, and we've got maps up on the site. I mean, we're not going to be able to stop French driving in, Germans driving in, Italians driving in. That's why, if you're listening, folks, you've got to go. And regardless, shoot video of them stopping you at the train. Upload it to YouTube. Everyone listening should upload to U.S. and European YouTube. They're trying to block everybody so you can't watch American YouTubes and we can't watch European. They don't want us to get together. They want to geolocate. And they admittedly are trying to go after alternative press. They're changing the algorithms. By the way, there's no doubt our term, Bilderberg protest, would have hit number one yesterday. There is no doubt they've now created a catalog of names, because classic anti-globalist names don't work now when we do it. Only weird search terms. that then link to articles we've written work. So they're, again, the head of Google goes every year. They are desperate to keep us from knowing they're there, knowing who's there or protesting. Why is that, Peter?
Well, I think these are the elites, and they have their own agenda. And what I don't understand is why are people giving in to their agenda? Why do governments give in to this agenda?
Because he who has the gold makes the rule, and even though they're criminals, they literally control trillions, and they bought and paid for almost everybody while we were asleep. And now they're so arrogant, they're burning down society to consolidate it. And that's why they're hiding out in a rural area. They normally go to very big resorts right on the beach. But now the protests are so huge all over Europe, they are literally hiding. And that's why we must rout them out. And by God, we will. So you're going to be going there, aren't you, Peter?
I will be trying to get down there, yes. And I'll find alternative ways to get in there if I have to.
God bless you. We're going to be talking to him. We'll cover the aftermath, of course, next week as well. Thank you so much, Peter. Great job. Folks, you know this is important. March on tyranny peacefully. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick in Italy, also bordering Switzerland. Nick, where are you in Italy?
Yeah, how you doing, Alex? I'm actually in the city of Bologna, which you mentioned so many times about the Bologna bombing. So as a native of the city, I'd like to thank you for being the only American media personality to actually mention that.
What, that our government bombed you to blame it on their enemies? Yeah, we're very sorry.
We have... 300 people are injuring that, and some of those guys are actually over there in St. Moritz partying it up. And, you know, I was born about 9.5 months after that event, so, and my parents were there. We're very close. So, I mean, that's something, every time you mention it, you know, I get a little emotional about it because it's very, very close to me. So, and I want to just tell American folks how close this thing is to me, and what these guys are doing is just criminal. There's no other words for it. Second of all, you mentioned Asia. Now that there's going to be a lot of election coming up in Asia. They just had it in Burma. They're going to be in Thailand. And they were pushing one big thing. In 2015, they will have something called the EAC, the Asian Economic Community. Now, that sounds familiar. The EEC, the European Economic Community, we have the same thing.
Yeah, they're already signing deals, merging them. I'm going from memory, but where is Bologna? How long will it take you to get into Switzerland?
I think to the border is about 300 to 400 kilometers, because you have to go past Milan and then past the Alps Mountains, and then you have to go to St. Moritz. I mean, I might have a chance to go. I may actually have to pull some strings, but I'm going to really try hard to get there because I wanted to go a few years ago when they had it in the island of Stresa.
Look, you got to go. 20 years from now, if these people win, you are going to gnash your teeth wishing you'd gone. Please go. Do whatever you have to. Everybody, go. I mean, it's so important. As you said, the same globalist almost killed your parents with that stage bombing in Bologna, now declassified. The Italian government admits it, with NATO and U.S. intelligence, a bunch of bombings to be blamed on political enemies there and false flags. You've got to go. Every person that goes is so important. God bless you. Good to hear from you from Italy. Let's talk to Paul in Ireland and John in Scotland. Paul, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
The first thing I'd like to say is that this country, Ireland, very soon is going to collapse. And many people are aware that there's a very grave situation. The vast majority, I think, are still clueless as to what is the solution.
Well, you notice you were the fastest growing winner until you signed on to the euro, and suddenly they imploded you because that euro treaty was the agreement to go under their receivership. You've been economically conquered, but I've seen it in your Irish Times. Your people, it seems, do know what's happening. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, unfortunately, the people were bullied into voting for these treaties. And finally, they bite the bait because money is so many.
Yeah, they voted no the first time. Yeah.
What Gerald Celente said yesterday is absolutely correct and applies to this country. That direct democracy now is the only answer. I contacted yesterday the founder of the Direct Democracy Ireland, and told him about your program to listen to Gerald Celente, because the government we have here. Going back to Brian Cowen's government, Cowen's approach with the bankers, with the bailouts, was basically like when you're attacked by a mugger who says, give me all your money or I'll shoot you. Well, Brian Collins, as Prime Minister, was the kind of man who would hand over the wallet and give everything. Now that we have a new government, the policy of the new government of Enda Kenny is to make a deal with the mugger and pay by installments. But you're going to lose everything either way.
What do the Irish think of a few months ago, the head of your central bank saying, it's good for Ireland to be run by foreign banks. We're going under foreign banks' control. I mean, it was just a total statement of treason out in the open.
Unfortunately, the people have been so brainwashed with what Colonel Robert Hickson of U.S. Army Intelligence called perception management, as he said in one of his talks, perception management, as we called it in the CIA. If you mention Bilderberg on talk radio in this country, you get dismissed as a lunatic.
Why? Because for 50 years they said it didn't exist, and now there it is. Okay, it's no big deal, but you're still crazy if you don't like it. But we shut down whole countries for them to meet, but they have no power.
We're being shut down here. We were told that by privatizing our trash collection that it's going to save money. Well, it's saving for the county. But now I'm burdened with a crushing fee to pay every time my trash is collected. And they tell us they have schemes they're going to put us on to help save us money.
It's horrible, my friend. I understand it's the austerity. It's the scam. Thank you so much, John in Scotland and others. Straight ahead. If you want to join us from Europe, 651-695-7777 is the international line. 651-695-7777. Dial your U.S. access code. We'll be back. Reports live from Bilderberg coming up the next hour.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Thank you.
sitting in traffic, listen to the radio. George Strait was singing.
Okay, I want to go to John in Scotland and others. Catherine Albrecht, who's had breast cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy, is a great talk show host here on Genesis. She's going to be joining us at the 8 after next hour for two segments. Then we're going back to the team, Boots on the Ground, at Bilderberg 2011 in St. Moritz. My guys got in, thank God, and are there reporting it. And we got the big protest coming up on Saturday. And next hour, I do have to blitz through some news as well when they join us. But I look at the news here. Lack of buyers may force Treasury to boost rates. Fed to end $600 billion purchase of bonds. So there's the signal for interest rates to go up. But they're continuing QE2 and just not calling it QE3. We also, again, have Obama saying more trillions must be given to, quote, the Greeks. But doesn't go to the Greeks. It goes to the private banking cartels and most of the money is not owed by the Greeks. It's how they lie and tell you this is a bailout. No, it's not. Remember the other bailouts were going to fix it. Remember? President Barack Obama said today that European countries need to, taxpayers need to put more money in to help Greece and give it to the banks. Oh, isn't that nice? That's exactly what we're talking about and why Bilderberg is so dangerous and so disgusting. Remember that Midas Resources, the trusted name in precious metals with the best deals I found anywhere on gold and silver, have a lot of radio specials. They got a list of them. And when you call, just say, I want to hear the Alex Jones radio specials. But Midas Resources is sponsoring our reportage in Switzerland. So they're the place to get your precious metals if you also want to support Liberty. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. The great brokers are standing by to take your order or answer your questions. Also, we have all the anti-globalist T-shirts. We have the new Discover the Spirit of 1776 shirt that I basically designed. I'm proud of it. I think it's the best shirt we've got. A lot of other amazing shirts available at Infowars.com. The books, the videos, the tapes, all of it gets information that you can watch, get more informed, than give to others. The PrisonPlanet.tv membership is 15 cents a day. The live stream of the show, special reports, all my films, higher quality podcast. We're starting the new TV show soon. You've already seen some beta testing of that on PrisonPlanet.tv. $5.95 a month, 15 cents a day, or sign up for a year, get 3 months free, PrisonPlanet.tv. But don't forget the online video bookstore / apparel store at Infowars.com that is funding this cutting edge 21st century next level network against the globalist. Let's go to, got a call from Saudi Arabia, but let's go to John in Scotland first. John, and we got Garth in Norway, and I got a guest coming up. Man, I need to get these people. John in Scotland, you're on the air.
Alex, good afternoon to you from sunny Scotland. You mentioned that, the bankers weren't even hiding it. I'm going to read you something from today's Scottish Daily Mail newspaper.
Yes, sir.
And it's a quote from an admission from Chief Executive Stephen Hester, who is the Chief Executive of the Royal Bank of Scotland, who received in 2008 the biggest bailout in UK history of £45 billion, which is about $70 billion. Chief Executive Stephen Hester provoked a furious reaction when he said there may have been some leakage from taxpayer funds to his senior staff's bonus pool. More than 100 senior executives at the state-owned bank pocketed $1 million plus $375 million.
Yeah, I've seen that. It is just wall-to-wall, absolute, total corruption. What is your view of the protest we're calling for against the Bilderberg Group?
It's interesting because the normal guy in my street who pays his mortgage and has his kids has no idea this is going on.
Well, sir, it's up to us like Paul Revere to warn them. It isn't the British that are coming. It's the New World Order pot-bellied parasite vampires. And we need to have that demonstration. We'll talk to Saudi Arabia and Norway next.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.